So, hello everyone, I'm Manfred Touron, an engineer and someone with a heart for open source and decentralization. And today I will speak about Noland, which is a mix of open source and decentralization to try to find the truth collectively and to try to basically create new democracies online. So, one of the main reasons we want to create GNO is because we consider that right now we have too many control from governments, from the media, we have censorship, we have AI making blurry line between real and fake, between humans and bots. And what we lack right now is not a way to send and to transfer resources and data, but basically to coordinate on social concerns. So one of the initial starting point is basically we use Web3. Web3 today is not helping that much for social coordination, but it makes something great. It allows exchanging data, resources, financial resources, messages between peer-to-peer people without intermediaries. And it brings new level of transparency, especially in governance. So we don't need to trust a source of parties, can be companies, governments, internet providers or whatever. We just need to trust code. So that's what brings Web3. But Web3 has so many problems, especially in terms of UI, UX, scalability, simplicity. And that's exactly where we try to improve the problem by working on UX, on scalability, and on basically moving from the financial world to social coordination world. So the main vision of GNO, so it's our third project. We started with real blockchains. The first vision was to create the equivalent of microservices for blockchains, because we believe we won't have a single big one, but so many specialized small ones. So we created Tenament and Cosmos. And with an internet of blockchains, you can have specialized blockchain or geographical blockchains, but that can work together. So you have the mix of independence and collaboration. And what we want to do now is to say, okay, how can we not compete on important bigger applications? So basically not Excel style stuff, because blockchains today are mostly about managing balances, integers. I can transfer a balance from address to another. In practice, when you look at social networks, at democracy, at source, at Wikipedia, it's definitely more complex. So we created a new language, which is interpreted, meaning that open source is not an option. Open source is enforced. There is no way to run a binary, to run something obfuscated. You need to upload your source code. When you upload your source code, all the good things from open source, like reading but also reusing, are enforced. It's not possible to make something that won't be reusable. You come from probably the classical world where you publish a binary on API.your website. In practice, all the data is on your server. Even if your code is on GitHub, the data is on your server. What we want to create is this concept where open source is not just about code, but about the state, about verifiability, and also about the data. So we have an interpreted deterministic simple language, so everyone can code and not only the most expert. Full auditability. And the last point is about the consensus mechanism. In blockchains, you are aware of GPU-based that cost money and that are bad for our environment. You are probably know proof of stake, where the goal is to, if you are rich, you have power. And we are creating proof of contribution. Proof of contribution is a way to basically gain a score based on your contribution, expertise, alignment. And everything makes this way more human-centric. It's not more about having bots trying to be rich, but about human coordinating. So basically, our goal is to take all the good things from open source, but try to bring new things. If you take the example of GitHub, GitHub is definitely not the open source itself, but before GitHub, you had open source, but it made it better. And what we want to do is to make the same with another level where you mix data, where you mix transparency by default. I need to stop, but if you want to discuss, it will be a pleasure.